Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoog. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Hoog steals second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoog moves to third. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoog scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball towards right. Collins settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Collins. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Turner. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Turner steals second. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Turner trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Hayes who tags Turner who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Callaway trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Hayes who tags Callaway who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchilden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Hoag steals second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McCoy catches it and throws to first to double up Callaway. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Wright fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wright. Miles moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchilden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchilden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchilden is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchilden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphreys hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callaway moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Quell moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball towards left. Miles catches it and throws to home to double up Quell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-2 in the game. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.